What's up, everybody? As most of you know, I have an affection for canned meat, and the one that we're looking at today requires a special key. That's right. Stick around and I'll show you what we're up to. So as I sort of hinted at, today's canned meat that I'm going to talk about that I really enjoy is this. And I'm sure if you've been around any amount of time, you can tell what that is. Even though it don't have a label on it, I took it off. And you can tell by the shape of it and the fact that it has a key. You got it. Corned beef. So, like I said, I have an affection for canned meat. And y'all know if you've watched any of my videos that I like Spam. But corned beef has been around a very long time. So what exactly is corned beef? Let's talk about it. So as the name would suggest, unlike Spam, which is made up of pork, corned beef is made from beef. And usually it's the lower cuts of beef, the brisket or the silver side, the hind corner of the cow when that's available. But it's usually the cheaper cuts of meat off of a cow that's been cured and packaged. So that begs the question, why is it called corned beef? How you open this can and you look inside, you're not going to see anything that looks like corn in here, I promise. Now, so that leads to how to get its name. And it's kind of interesting because in Old English, the word corn was a general term for small hard particles or large grains of salt that resembled a kernel of grain or something like that. So they were called salt corns. And that's how it got its name corned beef, because it was during the curing process way before you got your old Yeti cooler and your refrigerator and all the good stuff that we have. The only way to preserve meat was to cure it. And they used salt grains to help draw out the moisture from the meat, preventing spoilage, and it also added flavor. But yeah, thank God for refrigeration today. It makes things so much easier. And of course they would add peppercorns and other seasonings and spices to it to enhance the flavor a little bit. But your can of corned beef hasn't changed a lot since it was first introduced. And it's got a long history. It goes back to the early 1800s. It was around way before Spam was ever on the scene. It was on the scene in World War I and World War II. And it even makes us look at the design of the can. The way it's shaped was during the war or any kind of shipping, it just made it more efficient to stack on top of each other, and it made a stable pallet to be shipped. So that's one of the functions of the can being like that. And then the other function is when you take your key and you open it up, you take the bottom off here and it slides out of the can easier because of the shape. So that's just some interesting facts about corned beef. And what I've done is I've compiled, and I've went and bought all the corned beef I could find. And that took me a while to test out all of them and try them all out, but I did. All the ones that I could find local to me, I even bought some off of Amazon, paid way too much money for them, but because I wanted to try all the different brands and so, or as many as I could, to see what the difference between all of them are. So if you'll stick around, you'll see the conclusion of that at the end of which one I think is the best. And I know what you're going to say. You know, Steve, it's a whole lot cheaper to just go and buy a brisket, smoke it, put it in the freezer, and you're absolutely right. You are, and I'm not going to argue or dispute that. Canned meat is not as cheap as it once was, any of it. This was a very affordable item that you could have for breakfast or whatever. Now, just like everything else in the world, it's gone up in price. Of course, Spam's gone up in price. And yes, it's more efficient or more economical to buy fresh meat almost now. But that's not the point of the video. The point of the video is just to tell you, if you are eating canned meat, and by the way, if your power ever goes off, you'll wish you had some of this in the cabinet if you don't have an emergency generator. But anyway, the purpose of the video is just to talk about the different kinds that's out there, and is there a big difference in the taste and whatever. So we're going to dig into that.
Well, good morning, friends. It's breakfast time at my house, and today I'm starting my journey through all the different corned beefs I can get my hands on. So today we're starting out with ox and palm. corned beef. And for you kids at home that don't know anything about how to open corned beef, if you look, it's a weird shaped can. But on the bottom, there's a key. What you do is you remove this key, just like that. And then you come around and you find this little slot right there. Pop it up, put the key in, and start twisting. I've never tried this brand before, so I don't know what to expect. But this is the first one of many that I'm going to experiment with. This is a staple at my house for breakfast on Saturdays. A lot of times I get up and I want something fast and easy. So it's corned beef and eggs. And all of them will be corned beef and eggs because that's how I like them. But you can flip that over, you can get a look at it, and it should come out fairly easy. And that's what it looks like straight out of the can. This is pre-cooked. You could eat it like that if you'd like. I don't recommend it, but if things go bad and you don't have power or something, yeah, you can eat that. And but let's cook it up with some eggs and see how this one goes. Okay, before we get to the final product, let's discuss something else. In every corned beef, you've got this stuff. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's kind of chewy and tough. So I try to remove the big pieces like that right there. This one had a little bit more than normal. Anyway, I don't like that. It's a little chewy. However, the final product, my eggs and corned beef looks really delicious. There's a little more grease in this one, and it's more of a stew beef kind of a texture than, and that's something different. So, all right, today it's all about the Goya corned beef. Let's put it in the pan and see what we have. All right, there's our corned beef. I've already cooked it up. There wasn't as much of the white fat in this one as the previous one, but yep, that's done. When, as far as those little pieces of white stuff in there, sinew or whatever it is, that's all that was in that, and that's just kind of minute, but. All right, as we continue on this corned beef journey, I have some Excelsior corned beef with natural juices. We'll give this a run for its money and see what it's like. This was a little bit more finely chopped up, I guess. And there are no real big pieces of sinew in it, but looking forward to giving it a try. I really like this one. So stick around and we get those final results in just a second. So today we're trying out the Hereford corned beef. It has 25% less sodium, but let's get it in the pan and see what the verdict is on this one. So here it is cooking up. And just an observation about this one is there's not a lot of those big white chunks in it, the stuff that I usually dig out. So if it is in there, it's real fine. So we'll mix in the eggs and give this a good old taste test. It's good. The thing I like about it didn't have a lot of that sinew in it, but it was just ground up a little finer, I think. But stick around to the end and you'll see where I rank it. All right, it's another day of testing good old corned beef, and I've got a local brand food line close to me, so let's give this a try and see if it's any better or worse than the other ones we've tried so far. There is one difference about this can though. It actually has instructions and a diagram. And also there's something different I've seen it done before, but didn't really see it printed out, is poke a hole in the bottom if you want to release that vacuum. I don't know if that's necessary or not, but let's go ahead and throw it in the pan. I don't see a lot of the sinew in this one, so that's just something that I'm been observing, but this looks good enough to taste. We'll get it tasted up and see how it goes. Hey, it's pretty good, and we're getting close to the finish here, and I'll tell you exactly what I think about all of them when I get there. Today's corned beef product is Iberia, and we're gonna break this open and see what this is like today. As you can see here, we've got just a little bit of the fat on there. That's always good to help it cook up. So let's go throw this on the heat and see how it turns out. We've cooked it up, and as you can see, there's only just a little bit of the sinew in there.
Smells good, ready to throw some eggs in it and try it out. All right, friends, I have cooked it all up. I have tasted it. I have taken notes. And like I said on the previous videos, we'll discuss it right here in a little bit. Today, we're taking a look at Libby's corned beef. Let's see what this one's like. Here is the Libby's all cooked up with my eggs and threw in some ham. We'll see how this turns out. It wasn't hardly any of the sinew in there, so I'm sure it's gonna be delicious. All right, last one on the list. We're gonna look at Great Value corned beef. Let's throw it in the pan and see how it looks. All right, we got it cooking up here. As you can see some small pieces of the sinew in there, but it's ground up pretty good, so we'll finish this up and add some eggs to it and test it out. As I dig into the last sample of corned beef, the Great Value brand, let's see how this is. Corned beef and eggs, hey, what can I say? So yeah, that's a lot of corned beef. That's a lot of different brands. I actually tested more brands than that and pretty much come to the same conclusion. The conclusion that I come to is this: out of all those that I've tried, only one was different, and it was the Ox and Palm. And what made that different was it was the way it was cut. It was kind of like stew beef. Definitely had a different texture, tasted great. But I mean, it was a little pricier than the others. But outside of Ox and Palm, all the rest were pretty much the same. The only thing different about them was how much of the connective tissue was in there. Now, that's just my personal thing. I don't care for it a lot. But most of the rest of them were ground up pretty fine, and you couldn't tell it was in there. I know it was in there, but the seasoning was pretty much the same. All of them are salty because it's cured meat. And if you're like I am, you're going to season it the way you like it. Don't add salt to it, whatever you do, unless you really like salt a lot. But I usually add cracked pepper, a little cayenne or something to mine to make it a little better. But all in all, there wasn't that big of a difference. And I can't really rank them, but I'll just say this: Great Value is probably your best bet, dollar for dollar. I mean, it was like the cheapest of the ones that I've tried. And I could put it up against any of the others, and you know, it done just as well as the others did. So if you're looking for a bargain and a good, simple, fast and easy meal to make for breakfast, or you can make a sandwich or whatever you use corned beef for, you might as well go with Great Value brand if you got one near you. But that's just my opinion and my take on it. So until next time, eat you some corned beef and eggs. I'm probably going to wait a while before I have any more, but and may the Lord bless you.